The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, KNSN, DJRD Broadcasting, Crawford Media Group, or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody!
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day. When it's cold outside, I've got the month of May.
Here's what's coming up on today's experience. It's Dr. Dave's, that's right, Dr. Dave's Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Sound effects placed throughout the show which have nothing to do with life, but the Bible teaches there's a time to laugh. The review of the goofy news which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. Yay! Life lessons for our faith that we could actually use, probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Because my wife says, get out of the house. That's why. Also, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. But for the next few minutes, I want to talk Jesus with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. That thingy right there. Here we go. Which family member concerns you the most? And are you praying daily for that family member? Which family member concerns you the most? Be honest between you and the Lord. And are you praying daily for that family member? Oh, boy. All right, now, if you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. Just reach out and give us a call, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. Now, when you call 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. Talking to Jammin' Jacob, man, that's like a peaceful day and evening and weekend with no drama.
Aww.
Aww, that's nice.
Thank you, David. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I thought I'd include that weekend end part there for you so you can get some extra no drama, peaceful day and evening time. Thought that might be a good idea, right?
I hope so.
Me too. All right, bottom line is you can reach out to us by calling us. As you know, you can text us during the show. So if you're in San Diego right now, it's 11:35 right now in San Diego. I mean, literally 11:35 in 5 seconds. In Denver, it's 12:35. In Dallas, it's 1:35. In Detroit, it's 2:35. And I have no idea what time it is on the sun because I just don't think anybody can get there with a watch. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is if you've got a praise report, a prayer request, you've got something that's on your heart, you know you can call us. You can also text us. That number is 214-210-8483. So the text number is 214-210-8483. We'll slow it down for those who need it slower. 214-210-8483. We just slowed it down. Not professional at all. Just very loud and slow. That's all that was. And the bottom line is you can also send us an email, David at HeMustIncrease.org. That's David, D-A-V-I-D, at HeMustIncrease, from John330.org, because we're a nonprofit entity. So you can either call us, text us, or email us. It could be for a praise report. You got something going on? Has the Lord done something cool, and you know you're supposed to share it, and you haven't? This is a great opportunity to do that very thing, to share that which the Lord has done. When you do that, it honors God, it reinforces it in your own life, and it blesses others. That's pretty cool. If you've got a prayer request, let's bring it. Let's bring it before the Lord. Let's seek the Lord, ask for his help. Nothing better than in any situation than to have the hand of God in the midst of it. It's just the best thing that there is. Additionally, maybe you've just got something that you just want to make a comment on. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. A question, perhaps we can answer it. We'll do our best. We don't know. We just do our best. You do your best. You pray that it's blessed. And you let Jesus take care of the rest. That's what you do each and every day. You know, maybe you will get in, when we get into Bible trivia, you'll have an opportunity. Maybe you'll want to answer that. You can do that any of those ways, by calling, by texting, or by emailing. All of that is good. In the meantime, for those that do not know, we are in James. James, I will put a small alert out for my wife, who might be listening at this very moment, so I'll get in trouble when I get home, because she is probably listening. And that is, she's got some opportunities that she is going to be faced with, and some challenges that she's going to be faced with at her workplace. I'm just asking everybody to pray for the wisdom, the grace, the mercy, and the insight from the Lord for her to make the best decision, and then for us as a collective to make the best decisions from that point there. So praying for Noelle, that would be awesome. I would appreciate it. She's my bestest bestest, so let's keep that in mind. So in the meantime, we're going to go into the book of James, and it's not going to be the prettiest entry point, but it is what it is. We don't teach the word based on people going, ooh, I like that, ooh, I like that, I'll choose that, 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 that. It's not a smorgasbord. We just pick a book and we go through it step by step. Sometimes we do word exposition, sometimes we do sentences, sometimes we do paragraphs, sometimes we do it topical depending on what the topic is. And yes, Jesus taught topically. Look at the Sermon on the Mount. There's multiple topics, just in case you're wondering. Bottom line is, we're going to start here at James chapter 4, and it's really the second part of verse 4, or what we would call B, and it says this: do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. Boy, if you say that in politics right now, they'll call you a heretic. Amazing, right? Listen to that scripture. Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. Woo! If you choose to be a friend of the world, if I choose to be a friend of the world, if you choose to be a friend of the world, we become God's enemy. It's important to distinguish, let me say this, between the people of the world and the world systems. What are we talking about, world systems? World systems represent the collective wisdom of mankind derived from his flesh. Any system of thought that comes about from the flesh and not from God. We're going to save the earth. It's God's earth. You're not going to save it. You can't even save yourself. That whole philosophy is contrary to who God is. World systems represent the collective wisdom of mankind derived from his flesh, or wisdom derived from sin, or wisdom derived from society, which can be in politics, culture, academia, media, in any other known form of arts or science or culture. The collective wisdom of humanity is continually in opposition to God. Remember this in the garden. One of the reasons that Adam and Eve said, let's give the fruit a roll, is because they wanted to be on equal footing with God. "You shall not die," Satan said. "You will be like God." Oh, you mean I can be like equal with God? Interesting. And every time man operates, and this is the big problem with the little g is the government trying to step in for God. And then they use God as a justification, but they don't know God. They just use God. That, by the way, is the truest form of using the Lord's name in vain. They use God. That's right. It's not swearing. It's doing something in the name of God that's not connected to God. They use the name of the Lord in order to justify their positions. And what's the problem with that? Well, the problem is that it's sin-based. If it's sin-based, if it's flesh-based, it's Satan-tainted. And that's a serious problem. So when you look at society, you look at what's going on, it's crucial for us to understand that God's love, when it says for God so loved the world, he's not talking about the world system. For God so loved the world that he gave his son. How did he prove his love? By giving his son. He doesn't love the world in its rebellion. He loves the people in the world if they will yield to his testimony, they will receive his grace. But you say, well, but Dave, God loves everybody. He loves everybody in the context that he sends rain upon everybody. But the people that reject him have pushed away his love. And he's not going to keep pouring it out upon them once they've said no to him. It's absurd. So the idea behind that is to understand what's going on, what's in play. So God so loved the world, he gave his one only begotten son. We really need to understand the meaning of that. God demonstrated his love for the world by sacrificing his son, Jesus Christ. He did not sacrifice his son to exalt or to honor the worldly system, which includes politics and intellectualism and human philosophy and other forms of defiant anti-Christian thinking or living. He did it to have those people out of the world system who could spend eternity with him. And I want you to make that distinction. This is what James is talking about when he goes, "Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God?" Why is that? Because the world in its philosophy is always trying to be God. There's a saying, I'm going to say it. Now, there's some really good people, but sometimes they get caught up in the wrong sayings. And one of those sayings is, "The voice of the people is the voice of God." It's a very popular, well-known multi-billionaire who said that. That's wrong. The voice of the people is rarely the voice of God. And Jesus said, if you then, being evil, give good gifts to your children. Jesus didn't call people good. He called them evil. So we need to make a separation, a distinction. And this is the problem with us embracing certain kinds of media on a regular basis. Those world philosophies are in operation. And we receive that information from those world philosophies. This is why my daughter, smarter than I and smarter than many that I know, was the one who introduced me probably 11 years ago. That's a long time, right? To the idea of a media fast. A media fast means you take X amount of time away from watching the news, reading the news on the internet, following this, following that, going to this website for this conspiracy or this website for that conspiracy, or thinking that what they're promoting on television, which is news or academia, or whether it's Hollywood or whether it's the government, thinking that all of those things, there are many pieces of poison in many of those things. And you know what's amazing is we are told to set our hearts and minds above. Did you know that's what it says? Colossians chapter 3, verse 1 through 2. Set your mind on things above. First it says, seek the things that are above. And then verse 2 says, set your mind on things above, which teaches you how to seek. You set your mind to it. And when we set our mind on the things of the earth, all we're doing is thinking about earth, 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 earth. Now. But the scripture makes it clear that we're a people that look for a new heavens and a new earth. Your home is not here. Your citizenship is in heaven. You're just waiting for your king to return so you can start entering the true land that you are a citizen of. That is what James is talking about. He said, don't friendship with the world, that's hostility towards God. Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. God don't like that. Oh, God loves the world. He loves the people in the world. He doesn't love the system in the world. He doesn't love the sin in the world. He doesn't love Satan in the world. He wants the people to come out. That's why it says in Revelation, come out of them, my people. That's an important part. We need to understand that as Christians. Now, does that mean that you never listen to it? No, I didn't say that. I'm just saying you have to be careful. You know, I am a guy that likes sweets. I don't know if you've listened to the show very much. I think Jacob would stand up in a court of law and testify, David likes sweets. You think you'd say that in front of a judge and in front of a jury?
Yeah, I think so. We talk about it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it all the time, right?
Didn't we talk about Krispy Kreme yesterday?
Yep, just yesterday. Talk about Krispy Kreme. Come on, we love it. Here's the bottom line. If all I eat is Krispy Kreme, then I become a Krispy Kreme. It's just like, you got to stop that. Well, if all you diet in is the worldly philosophy, what do you become? Oh. It's not that you have none of it. It's not that you're totally unaware. I just think you have to be very careful. I don't think you can wake up and run to your computer or run to your TV or run to your iPhone or run to your Android and try and figure out what's the latest news that I've got to be aware of. Why don't you wake up and spend time with him who's bringing tomorrow? That's what we should be doing. Get it? Okay, cool. All right, so let's take a deep breath. That's the easy part. The next part's a little more challenging. And here we go. We're going to take our breath, and we're going to do our trivia question. We're going to do a little bit different trivia today. Yep. Remember I told you we're doing different stuff each time? Okay, good. Here, this is your reference point. This will be in Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. Galatians 1, 18. Paul explained to the Galatians that after his conversion, he did not immediately go to Jerusalem to confer with the disciples. In fact, it was 3 years before he went to see... Is it Peter, Timothy, or his dentist? Paul waited 3 years before he went to see Peter, Timothy, or his dentist. Your reference answer is in Galatians chapter 1, verse 18. In the meantime, I'm going to send you up to the website. Make it absolutely clear for you to understand that there's totally cool stuff on the website. Keep praying for me, by the way, in my projects. I'm getting closer and closer and closer to nailing things down. But by the way, on the giving side, it's good to give. That's what the Lord says. And we think it's good to give because it helps the ministry. We're not going to lie about it, but we're also not going to give you a whistle. And we're not going to give you a donut. And you're not going to get promised a Lamborghini, which you can't even pay for anymore because of the gas. Here's our scripture. For the website giving, Deuteronomy 15:10, give generously to the needy and do not let your hearts be grieved when you do so. And because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything to which you put your hands. If you can't give on the website, you can contact me after the show on the 214 number, or you can send me an email. And you can also just send a check into the studio, attention David Spoon, and make it out to HMIM. Check it all out. That info's on the website as well, by the way. Check it out on hemusincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemusincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemusincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemusincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemusincrease.org.
hemusincrease.org.
And I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand, because he helped Joshua fight the battle of Jericho. Yes. He helped Daniel get out the lion's den. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Lord.
Do you have any idea where that's from?
No, I don't.
That is from Coming to America.
That's one I haven't seen.
Yeah, first of all, yeah.
Eddie Murphy?
Movie. Yep. And he helped Gilligan get off the island. That is just, I'm sorry, folks. If you're not laughing, there's something wrong with you. Okay? That's all I'm going to say. He helped Gilligan get off the island. Jennifer, I'm telling you, you guys got to send her an email saying brilliant. Trivia question out of Galatians 1:18. As for your references, Paul explained to the Galatians after his conversion he did not go immediately up to Jerusalem, but waited 3 years before he went to see Peter, Timothy, or his dentist. If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. That's it. Jennifer should get a raise. That's just too funny. That's just the funniest stuff. All right. Verse 5. So we're not done. I don't want you to get caught off guard here. So here's what James says. Do you not know that friendship with the world is hostility towards God? Therefore, whoever chooses to be a friend of the world renders himself an enemy of God. Verse 5. Or do you think the scripture says without reason that the Holy Spirit caused to dwell in us yearns with envy? Listen to what? What? Or do you think the scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to dwell in us yearns with envy, but he gives us more grace? And that is so powerful. Just stop right there. The Holy Spirit inside you, the scripture makes it clear, the Holy Spirit within us causes us to enter into a conflict with our old selves. This is why we have a conflict with the world, because in our spirit that's born again, the Holy Spirit's like going, this isn't good, this isn't good. And your born again spirit's like going, this isn't good, this isn't good. And your flesh is going, I don't care, I don't care. And there's a war inside. So the scripture clearly states the Holy Spirit within us causes us to enter into a conflict with our own selves and with the world system. This is why often there's a war within us to make the right decisions for the right kingdom. What's amazing is that verse 6 tells us, even though we go through this, God gives us more grace. Why do we need more grace, Dave? Because there's times when it doesn't go that well in the warfare, and sometimes we yield to the other direction. So when it says, do you think the scripture says without reason that the spirit he caused to dwell in us yearns with envy? Verse 6, but he gives us more grace. When you fail in that, God's not dumping you. There's even more grace. He's going to teach you. Remember, you're pronounced to be like Jesus, and now God's using his holy 2x4 to make you look like Jesus. After all, he is the potter, and you are the clay. So he's forming you. He's forming you into what he wants you to be. And then verse 6 says he gives us more grace. That's why he says God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Grace to the humble, opposes the proud. Don't make this overly complex. We've talked about this in the 1 Peter review in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 5. When it says God opposes, it means he fights against. But when he gives grace, he fights for. If you're humble, he fights for you. If you're proud, he fights against you. Be humble or get beat up by God. All right, somebody is ready to answer a trivia question. They have a very tight time. Let's send them on through. Knock, knock, this is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Rito in San Diego. How are you, my brother?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
I'm good.
All right, I'm going to fire off the trivia question. We're in about a minute and a half. I'm going to fire off this trivia question to you and give you a shot to answer it, okay? You ready?
I am.
All right, Paul explained to the Galatians after his conversion, he did not immediately go to Jerusalem to confer with disciples. In fact, he waited 3 years before he went to see Peter, Timothy, or his dentist.
That'll be not the dentist, but that would be Peter.
That is correct, Amundo! You are so right! Excellent job! Yeah, didn't think too many people would buy into the dentist thing. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I believe so. We got to be careful.
How you doing? How's it going there in San Diego? How are you?
It's sunny today, so it's always good when it's sunny.
It is. Isn't it nice? And it's nice here. It's been raining for the last couple of days, but now it's nice, and it should be like 68 today and then 80 tomorrow. So that's nice when we got nice weather. So anything we can pray for you about?
You know what? Let's just say the magic word, remember? We agreed on this one. Excelente.
Excelente. I love it. Let me pray over you, brother. I want the Lord to bless you, okay?
Amen.
Father, I just ask you to bless my brother right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, it doesn't matter what kind. I just pray that when he gets blessed, he would immediately know this is a blessing from God. Mm. And Lord, he would just raise his hands and say hallelujah and thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Let it be in Jesus' name. Amen.
And amen. Amen. Agreement. Agreement.
Agreement, my brother. Make it so. It is so. There it is.
Amen. Well, I just want to thank you, David, for your show and the staff behind your voice.
Thank you.
You guys do an awesome job.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. God bless you.
All right.
You.
Blessings. Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye. All right. Excellent. So if you're in San Diego or Denver or Detroit, go to HeMustIncrease.org. You can keep listening to the show. If you're in Texas, well, all you got to do is hang on there, partner, because we're going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
This KAAM radio show with your very own David Spoon is not a business, but a nonprofit ministry first and foremost committed to sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ and strategically equipping the saints. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Christian believers, the hurting, and those not yet believers who need biblical truths. To continue our radio ministry and message of truth, we need many of our faithful listeners to support us, as well as ministry partners who might wish to sponsor the He Must Increase ministry. By giving, you wonderfully facilitate our priorities of assertively teaching the Word of God, and you get nothing in return. No quid pro quo. Nothing but a receipt at the end of the year indicating you gave to us, since your donation is 100% tax deductible. Remember that it says in Corinthians that whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Or in Proverbs, where it teaches that a generous person will prosper, whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. But if you cannot give, no problem. Continue to enjoy and learn and give however you see fit whenever you can. To support us, go to HeMustIncrease.org. That's HeMustIncrease.org. Such support is terribly appreciated, knowing it enables our beloved David Spoon to give to all of us his time, energy, like so few can. Right here on KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Do you think it's been, organizational leadership has been a good thing for church leaders?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a penetrating question. The answer is very simple. If used correctly to add value to people and serve others, it's a good thing. If used incorrectly, it's not a good thing. And, when people talk about everything rises and falls on leadership, I teach them often that it rises, but it also falls. And nothing is better than for people to have a good leader, and nothing's worse than for people to have a bad leader. And to me, what makes servant leadership work is this. Most leaders put themselves first before their people. And so it is a me motivation as far as leading. What's in it for me? I travel internationally with my company, Equip. In fact, I'll leave Sunday for Guatemala. In fact, I'll be meeting next week with the president and the cabinet of Guatemala. And when I'm with these leaders alone, David, alone, I mean, no handlers, no media, nothing, but just alone, the question I ask them, which is, I think, the true servant leadership question is, will the people be better off after you've served your term as a leader than they were before you got there?
Wow.
And I think that's, and when the answer is yes, you have been a good leader, it has been a good thing. Organizational leadership, good thing. When the answer is no, bad leader, bad thing.